Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Money Pit is presented by RoofMax and EcoFlow. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you with projects around your house. So reach out to us right now with your questions at 1-888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up this hour, if you're a renter and you're not all that happy with your kitchen, you might think there's not a whole lot you can do about it. Well, we're going to share five spruce-ups for your space that can be done without wrecking your security deposit.
And also ahead, you know, filters inside of your heating and cooling systems can help remove dust and also make it a lot easier for you to breathe at home. But there's a lot of choices out there, so which type really does the best job? We're going to help you sort out what it takes to breathe easy.
Plus, if your backyard spaces are ready for a midsummer spruce-up, we're going to share a fast, easy, and mortar-free way to build fire pits, seat walls, lighting columns, and lots more.
But first, are you ready to unleash your creativity and conquer home improvement projects like a pro? Well, we can help you do that. So put your list together. Let us know what you are working on, what you want to tackle, what you've started and kind of maybe walked away from, like that crocheting project I gave up on last year. Whatever it is, you got something you're working on, let us help you get it to the finish line. So give us a call and let us know how we can help.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Joseph in Florida needs some help with a composite deck. What can we do for you?
I have two Trex decks one above the other on, and they're quite large, wrap around the house. And they were installed in 2007, and since that time they've developed a kind of a white film. At times it has some black dots on it, and also the color has faded. And my question is, what can I do to restore that color and make it look more like new than the way it does now?
Well, I'm not aware that you can restore the color. The dots that you describe and the staining that you describe sound like it could be an algae. So one thing that you should do is to clean that decking because, unfortunately, composites do tend sometimes to grow algae that it tends to stick to them a bit, like what you're describing. So I would make sure that I clean it.
Mm-hmm. I do. I spray it with this wet and forget that you've recommended, and it does do a good job
okay,
on that. That's really not the big problem. The problem is the whiteness, like the top of the handrails. Oh, the railings are all Trex, and the top, this is high. This is up around 3,000 feet, and the top has turned white, a film, like, on top of it. And I've tried washing it and spraying it, and I didn't use anything harsh on it. I didn't want to, but I just wondered if there was something can't bring that color back up.
Trex says that you can stain it. I mean, they do they do say that it's okay to use an exterior stain with it. They recommend solid color stains. They recommend specifically solid color stains by either Behr or Sherwin-Williams.
You know, there's a manufacturer, Mesmer is their name, M-E-S-S-M-E-R, Mesmer, and they actually have a composite deck finish that's made specifically for it. It's in, I think, 7 or 8 different colors, and it does restore color, you know, to faded composite. I would give it a good cleaning and, you know, try to get rid of all that algae and mold growth that's on there, and then go ahead and look at this, the Mesmer's composite deck finish.
Okay, Mesmer. I'll take a look for that and see if I can find it.
All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we've got Norma from Delaware on the line who wants to know what size pipes you need to get good pressure in the bathroom. Norma, that sounds like a personal question. What's going on at your money pit?
Okay, I'm going to install a shower panel.
Okay.
And in order to get the right pressure.
Right.
How big do the pipes need to be?
You said you want to install a shower panel. So is this one of these units where it comes in and then fans out to multiple spray heads?
Yeah, the jets, right.
How's your water pressure right now?
Pretty good. Well, my house is about 8 years old.
Oh, if it's only 8 years old and you have pretty good water pressure, you should be okay with this. I will say, though, that the water pressure coming out of multiple shower heads is not going to be as invigorating as coming out of a single shower head. So it's going to give you good coverage, but it may not be as strong. And I don't think there's much that you can do about that. If you've got normal street pressure, that's how those shower panel units are designed to work. But just be mindful that it's not likely to be as strong when it's going to come out of multiple heads, because you basically just need more water to do that.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I inquired with the builder, and he told me that from the basement to the shower floor, I have 3/4 pipe, and then from the floor to the shower head, half an inch.
And that's typical. That's typical. So, you know, that doesn't change anything.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you so much for your help.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. We are here to lend a hand and help you tackle all of those to-dos with confidence. Coming up, if you're a renter and hate the kitchen, you may think you have no options for updates. We're going to share a few that are quick and easy and will not wreck your security deposit after this.
You live in a Money Pit.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hide ugly concrete surfaces with Die Hard Max Industrial Strength Epoxy Floor Coating Kits. And this summer, get a $99 deal on kits that cover up to 250 square feet of garage, basement, or warehouse space. The kits include vinyl flakes that you add to the impact-resistant tan or gray glossy surface to create a slip-resistant floor. Get the $99 Die Hard Max kit with free shipping from Lowe's.com or DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture makes this job super easy. Whether you're taking on a repair and need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray texture makes it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and those hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol can covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you. Ready to upgrade your backyard in minutes? With Ladera Wall Block from Paystone, installation is a breeze. Imagine a stunning fire pit assembled in less than 5 minutes. It's that easy.
Perfect for seat walls, lighting columns, and more, Ladera Wall Block is your go-to choice for that customized natural dry stack look without the hassle. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease.
To find a retailer near you, project instructions, design inspiration, and more, visit Pavestone.com. That's Pavestone.com.
Metal roofs are very popular these days. They're durable, long-lasting, and beautiful. With a nearly endless number of designs, styles, and colors to choose from, you can easily find a quality metal roof to fit the architectural style of your home. There are even style options that mimic shake, slate, and clay or concrete tile, yet all offer the easy care and performance advantages of metal. Add great curb appeal to your home with a metal roof. Get inspired. Visit the Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wall Block from Pavestone. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on this summer weekend? It's hot out, so maybe you're just kind of working on enjoying the air conditioning or maybe an interior project. Well, whatever you've got going on, whether you're doing that job yourself or you're hiring out a pro, we love sharing our lifetime of knowledge on how you can get that job done right the first time. And you can join us on the Money Pit podcast, where you'll learn all about the how-tos, the how-to-nots, and how to get those projects done in record time without spending a ton of dough. Join us on the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. Now we've got Lorraine from Vermont on the line, who's got some ants invading her money pit. How can we help you today?
I have them out in my flower beds. I have them on my front and back lawn. There's a lot of sand here around my house.
Right.
And I am wondering what I could do to get rid of them.
Are they getting into the house as well?
No, they are not in the house.
All right. Well, that's good news. So, look. There are ways that you can work with this using sort of over-the-counter products, but I would recommend a different direction. The insecticides today have become so sophisticated and so accurate and so able to target specifically the insect that you're dealing with that it's really worthwhile having a professional apply these insecticides. One in particular that actually we just used at my mom's house. Well, not we. I mean, I hired somebody to do this. It's called Termidor, T-E-R-M-I-D-O-R. And I'm very familiar with this insecticide because it's one that is a part of a class called an undetectable. So the way it works is, in the old days, we'd spray insecticides that would repel the ants or kill them on sight. And they would sort of know it was there, so it was detectable. Well, these new insecticides are undetectable. So as a result, the ants go through the insecticide, and then they get it on their bodies, and they bring it back to the nest, and then they share it with the other insects in the nest. So just getting some ants to go through it basically takes it back to the nest and wipes out the whole nest. So it's a very effective way to try to control the ant populations around your house. I don't know that I would go so far as to do it in my whole yard unless it was, you know, really bothering me. But generally, you do this right around the perimeter of your home to try to minimize them in that area and stop them from potentially going into the house. You haven't seen them yet, but if you've got that many, I can almost guarantee that they're in the house. All right, Lorraine, does that help you out?
That does. I actually tried. Someone had told me to use borax and sugar.
Yeah, that's, you know, one of the home remedies that I mentioned. And borax does work, but it's just not nearly as effective as a product like Termidor. Good luck with the project.
Thank you so much.
Charlie in Tennessee is on the line and looking to do some renovating at his money pit. How can we help you today?
I have a small kitchen that I'm trying to knock out the wall to increase space to make my kitchen and my dining room one big room. My dilemma is the fact that I don't know whether the wall that I'm knocking down is a load-bearing wall or not.
Well, step away from the project and don't knock it down just yet.
Okay, well, first of all, what kind of house do you have, Charlie? Is it a ranch? Is it a colonial? Describe it to us.
It's a wood frame home.
Okay, one story or two?
One story.
And the roof peaks in the middle, goes up from the front, goes up from the back, peaks in the middle?
Kind of, it's L-shaped.
Okay.
And where the wall would be pretty much right where the two meet.
Yeah, so you're in the middle there. You're not quite sure. And the dining room and the kitchen are side by side. Is it aligned front to back on the house, or is it aligned end to end, so to speak?
It would be that wall would be parallel for the front to back.
So it's aligned front to back. Okay. I would say that in most cases, that is a bearing wall. That it doesn't mean you're dead in the water. It just means it's a little more complicated for you to open this up. Because if it's a bearing wall, you have to support the structure while it's disassembled, and then you have to put a new beam in to carry that load in the new open plan design. It's not something that you would do yourself. It's not like, I don't want you to like, hey, I've never done home improvement, but today I'm thinking about tearing down a bearing wall. Bad idea, okay? So you need to know what you're doing, or get some people to help you to know what you're doing, or hire a pro and get a building permit. And basically the way it works is temporary walls are built on either side of the bearing wall, and this holds up the structure that they're supposed to be holding. Then the bearing wall is taken apart. The bearing wall is reconstructed, but now you would use a girder, and it could be a wood girder, it could be a metal girder, it could be a combination wood and metal girder that goes the whole span. It could be a girder that sits below the ceiling, or it could be a girder that's actually flush with the ceiling, so when it's all done, it's invisible. But one way or the other, you'll need this beam to carry the load above that. And then once it's all put it back together, you know, you're really not going to know that it's there. But you just got to do it right so that you don't damage your house in the process, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Charlie. Good luck with that project. Now put the saw down, okay?
No problem. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, if you're a renter and you're not happy with the kitchen in your rental space, you're probably thinking that, you know, you've got no choice and you're just kind of stuck with it. But you're not. We've got a few simple but impactful projects that you can do to refresh that space without busting your budget and without putting your security deposit at risk. First of all, you can install an adhesive backsplash. There are peel-and-stick tiles out there. In fact, I've seen them even on Good Morning America. We've done a segment on all these awesome sort of rubberized, sticky tiles that look like those fun little hexagons, bigger sort of, you know, rectangular shaped tile, subway tile, great colors, washable, easy to install. So there's some options there to do just that. It's going to add some texture and interest, and it takes no time at all. Plus, if you actually wanted to put up real tile, what you can do, you can just kind of install plywood as a temporary backsplash and then tile over that. So there's some ways that you can enhance the backsplash there. And along those same lines of peel and stick, you can use peel-and-stick wallpaper. It has come back in a huge way. I know sometimes I feel like I'm the only one talking about how much I love wallpaper, but I do, and it really can change a space without, say, painting, without doing any sort of major renovation. And the peel-and-stick stuff truly is that. It puts up, you peel it right off, and you walk away, and you've not damaged the walls. And depending on how complicated that pattern is, it doesn't have to be difficult to put up. So that's another option over painting. Now, vinyl floor remnants, that's another great option because you can kind of lay it out over the floor like a rug, but they're more heavy-duty. You can even use something called like a location tape, which on one side has a more sticky kind of carpet tape, and on the other side has a lighter kind of paper tape. And you can put that so that the lighter side is on the apartment's floor and the more heavy-duty side is on that vinyl piece that you're putting down to kind of really keep it in place without damaging the existing floor. And, you know, at a smaller size, the price for this vinyl remnant is not going to be a ton of money. So there's a lot of stuff. You can also change out hardware. Just make sure you keep the hardware and the old screws and whatnot in a bag and label where it goes so that when it's time to leave, you can just swap it back out. Same with light fixtures. Very easy to do.
Yeah, I love changing out hardware pulls. They're super cheap. It's a nice update, and they make a big impact on your kitchen style.
Now we've got Rob in Iowa, whose basement walls seem to be coming in on themselves. What is going on at your money pit?
I've got some basement walls that are heaving in, and I need a permanent solution that's not going to bankrupt me.
Okay.
Basically, what I've got is I've got some wall anchors that have been installed about 7 years ago. I've been keeping those tight, and the walls are still heaving in. We had a drought here in Iowa last summer, and this year we've had quite a bit of rain. So walls are bowing in up to 2 inches in places. I'm
wow.
getting a little worried.
Yeah, if your walls are bowed in 2 inches, Rob, unfortunately, you've got a very serious problem on your hands that is not only impacting the structure of your home, but also the value of your home. And if the walls have gotten that bad, we are well beyond the do-it-yourself fix stage. I can provide you some basic information about why this might be happening. Generally, the reason walls will heave is because you get a lot of water that collects around the foundation perimeter, especially if you don't have terrific drainage. If the drainage is flat, if the gutters are dumping near the corners of the foundation, which is where most gutter contractors leave them, that water collects into the soil. In the wintertime, it freezes, expands, and then slowly but surely sort of ratchets that wall out. Now, if yours have gone to the point where they're 2 inches out of plumb, this is a problem. So the way I would address this, and I would do it very specifically and very strategically, is as follows. I would retain a structural engineer to examine the problem and specify a repair. It's very important that you just don't call a contractor for this, because if they don't have the pedigree of an engineering degree, it's not going to hold water when it comes time to sell your house. So I would hire an engineer to analyze the problem and design the solution. And you could talk cost concerns with your engineer and options and all of that. Once you have that plan in place, at that point in time, you can make the decision as to whether or not you're going to do it yourself, which may be more possible with the plan than not, or whether or not you're going to hire a pro. But however you get it done, the third and most important final step is to have the engineer come back and examine the work and then give you an additional letter that says, yes, I identified this problem and I designed the fix and I inspected the fix and it's done correctly and there's like nothing further to worry about. Because ultimately, if you go to sell your house, the buyers are going to bring up this issue. You want to have that sort of pedigree in your hand so that you can prove that it was a repair that, yes, was structural in nature, but was repaired correctly. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a very interesting approach. I have one kink to throw at you, and that is the wall anchor system that's installed was warrantied, and the owner of that company came out and said that, you know, he'll warranty the system, and he's willing to put in, like, 3 more anchors, which in my mind is an admission of liability. Do I let him do that, or do I need to get the structural engineer first?
Is this wall anchor contractor a structural engineer?
I doubt it.
Stop the repair process. Get the engineer. If the engineer thinks that's a good idea, then that's a different story. But warrantying doesn't necessarily mean we put more in. If the product failed and your walls continued to bow as a result, then his liability, depending on where these walls were when he first put the system in and guaranteed that they were going to stop the walls from buckling in, his liability could be significant. But I would get the engineer in first, and let's get some good, impartial, expert advice here from somebody that does not have a system to sell you. I don't want you to get advice from somebody. Sometimes contractors give you advice from people that, because they sell the system. Yeah, you got a problem. I'm just the guy to fix it for you. And that's not really good expert independent advice. So go to the engineer first, Rob, and then you can deal with the contractor issue after you have the information.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
This is the Money Pit. Thanks so much for joining us on your weekend time. Whatever you are working on, we can help make those projects go along more efficiently and help you cross them off your to-do list. Coming up, filters for your heating and cooling system. They definitely help remove dust, and they also make it easier to breathe. But there's a lot of choices out there, so it's kind of hard to know which one's going to do the best job for your house. We're going to help you choose and explain what's what when the Money Pit returns.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel.
Did you know that your old-school manual toothbrush can leave up to 50% of plaque behind? Which is why we spoke to lifestyle expert Yvette Rios about the Oral-B IO Brilliant Clean high-tech electric toothbrush.
It's got the dentist-inspired round brush head, which helps to round each tooth to remove plaque. And a great, great thing about this toothbrush is it actually has a pressure sensor, because so many of us are actually brushing harder than we should.
Right.
So this brush will let you know when you're brushing too hard. It connects to an app that monitors your brushing habits, and it'll make such a great gift. There are so many people in our lives where we're like, what do we get them? Guaranteed they will love this toothbrush.
And it connects to your device via Bluetooth. Get it? Sorry, dad joke there. Find out more at oralb.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
You guys love your home, but sometimes feel like it's an endless pit into which you throw money for home improvements and fix-ups? Well, we get it. We can help. Reach out to us right now with your questions at moneypit.com/ask or call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Cheryl in Virginia, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I have a cement porch. The house was built in 1981, and it has a cement front porch to it. And it longed the edges of the porch it's cracking and crumbling, like, off.
Okay.
And then in one portion of the porch, it actually has a, you know, water stands there because it's a dip.
Mm-hmm.
I just wondered if there's a economical way I could fix that to make this porch last a little bit longer.
Yeah, and there's a couple of things that you could do. You could either resurface the whole porch surface, or you could mix up a recipe of Quikcrete products that could be used to patch those badly chipped or spalled areas. Now, the key here is that you just can't buy a cement mix in the bag, mix it up, and be done. Because when you're trying to adhere new concrete to old concrete, you need to use products that are designed to make that bond possible. So if you go to Quikcrete.com, you look at the listings for projects, there are actually one-sheets there that give you the step-by-step for repairing badly damaged concrete. There's also a one sheet for resurfacing concrete. And I think one of those two applications and the products they recommend there are going to work. It is a do-it-yourself project, and it's not terribly expensive. The products are very affordable, and the instructions are there, too. But make sure you follow them. It's like mixing a recipe. You can't leave out, you know, one item, or it's just not going to come out right.
Okay. And then, now, as far as along those edges, that we have to probably build up a sidewall.
You could mix it up to a consistency where you could trowel it and reform the edge.
Oh, okay. Cool. TheQuikcrete.com. Thank you so much.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, we can all agree that you can never have too much fresh air. That is, unless you are an allergy sufferer and that fresh air is loaded up with pollen and dust, then you are a sneezing person. Well, air cleaners and filters are supposed to remove those allergens and make it easier for you to breathe, but there's a lot of competing claims, so it really can be kind of hard to tell what's what and what's better for you.
Yeah, so let's start to talk about filters. They're an important part of your forced hot air system. They protect your heating and cooling equipment. In fact, my friend called me earlier this weekend and asked what might be causing a weird vibration in his AC system. So I told him to check his filter. And when he said, what filter? I was pretty sure we found the problem because it was loaded with dirt and dust and the system was straining to move air through it. But listen, there's four basic types of forced air system filters you should be aware of. The first are the very inexpensive spun filters. I jokingly call these rock stoppers because they don't really stop very much in terms of dust and pollen. Then you have the pleated filters. The filter media is actually folded, and this increases the surface area and makes them much more efficient than the spun filters. And a variation of that are the pleated electrostatic or electronic filters, which combine the pleated media with a static electronic charge, and that improves its effectiveness. So with all of these, you want to check the MERV rating. That stands for Minimum Efficiency Reporting Values, and the MERV rating should be 11 to 13 for allergen protection.
Now, let's talk more about those electronic air cleaners, because they seem to really have come a long way in recent years, and they've really been able to catch more and even more microscopic-sized particles. But are they worth the investment? I mean, they can be kind of pricey because they are for the whole home. They get installed into the system, correct?
Yeah, they are definitely the most effective type of a filtration system. And if you are allergy sufferers, then I think you'd find it to be a great price no matter what they charge. But they are more expensive than the other systems that I noted. But I do think they work really, really well. I mean, they will trap virus-sized particles.
Yeah, and they sort of draw them to this collector plate, which you then have to clean, but it does a great job of pulling all of that out of the air. And since we're talking about filters, I mean, you hear a lot about cleaning of the ducts. Is it worth it? Should you do it? So per the EPA, they tell us that duct cleaning has really never been shown to actually prevent health problems, and the EPA does not recommend that air ducts be cleaned routinely, but kind of only as needed. So think about it. If you do a big construction project at home and there's a lot of dust and maybe it gets into the ductwork, then do it. If you've just moved into a house and you kind of want to get a fresh start, do it. But it's not like a, oh, quick, we better clean the ducts. That's the whole reason here. You know, so do it as you need. Pam in Missouri is on the line and has a question about installing a dimmer, a great do-it-yourself project. How can we help you, Pam?
I have a room that has fluorescent lighting in it, and there's two entries into that room. So there's a light switch on each door, so it's a two-way switch. Can I put a sensor on that so that when you walk in and walk out, the lights come on and go off?
Are you asking me if you can? Can you put a sensor on that?
Yes.
Is your concern that you want the lights to come on automatically, or is your concern that you don't want people to leave the lights on when no one's in the room?
Both.
Well, I guess you could use an occupancy sensor switch there, but you would need to set it in vacancy mode, not occupancy mode. See, in occupancy mode, the light comes on when there's motion. So if you had a three-way, what could happen is you walk in the room, the switch closest to you picks up your motion, turns the lights on. You continue halfway through the room till the one on the other side picks it up and turns the lights off. So that wouldn't work too well. A better option might be to just replace one side of it, just one of the switches, with an occupancy sensor, but set it in what's called the vacancy mode. So what that means is you manually turn the light switch on, but if there's no motion in the room, it will automatically go off. So we use these, for example, in the bedrooms upstairs at our house because kids turn lights on, but as we all know, kids don't turn the lights off. So if you set it in the vacancy mode, they can turn the lights on, then they'll go off depending on the period of monitoring you set. They'll either go off 1, 5, 15, or 30 minutes later.
Oh, okay. All right. That would work. Thank you.
Hope that helps you out. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair or your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888-MONEYPIT. Coming up, is your backyard space ready for a midsummer spruce up? We're going to share a fast, easy, and mortar-free way to build fire pits, seat walls, lighting columns, and more when the Money Pit returns.
Live in a Money Pit.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Up to 90% of homes are under-insulated. The good news is that insulation technology has never been better. Now is a great time to learn more about how insulating your home can help increase comfort, save on cooling and heating costs, and how you might qualify for up to $1,200 in tax credits. Owens Corning is a leader in global building and construction materials with products including PINK Next-Gen Fiberglass Insulation, Thermafiber Fire and Soundguard Plus, and Duration Series Shingles. They'll be visiting local home improvement retailers this summer with their Champion Your Project Tour. They'll share with homeowners and pros alike tips on insulation, roofing, and other home improvement ideas that help make a home a better place to be. Learn time-saving tips, talk to Owens Corning experts, and get hands-on demos. They'll also provide product education in storm-impacted communities. Look for the Owens Corning Champion Your Project Tour in your area or visit owenscorning.com/OCUPRO to learn more. That's owenscorning.com/OCUPRO.
Well, if you're looking to re-roof this year, a quality metal roof offers some of the best protection against extreme conditions. Metal roofs can withstand hurricane-force winds and protect against hail, rain, snow, and ice. In the summertime, they save energy, keep you cooler, and help safeguard against wildfire. So if you're looking for maximum performance for your home wherever you live, check out the durability, beauty, and long-lasting worry-free protection of a new metal roof. Visit metalroofing.com for more information.
Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture makes this job super easy. Whether you're taking on a repair and need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray texture makes it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and those hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol can covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
This is The Money Pit, making good homes better. Hey guys, you got a home improvement question, but you don't know where to turn for answers? Well, you turn to us. Tom and I are always here to help you save money, save time, and avoid that home improvement hassle that can slow you down on the road to your dream house. Follow along with the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. Now we've got David from Illinois on the line who's got a question about a well system. How can we help you today?
It's my son's well. He has a well in his house, and the water system has air pockets in it quite often.
Okay.
So that the water will be running, and then an air pocket will expel water, and sometimes it'll shoot out of the sink or what have you. And so I was wanting to know what you can do to get rid of the air pockets in a well system.
Does the system have a pressure tank on it, David?
It has a pressure tank, I believe.
That sounds like a problem with the pressure tank. If the pressure tank is missing, or if it's not installed properly, or if the bladder has failed, then you're not getting a chance to build up pressure and then feed off the tank. You might be feeding directly from the well, which could account for the air blasts. So the first thing I would do is look at the pressure tank, see what kind of condition that's in. That's most likely what's causing the air getting into the lines. I think that's the best step, okay?
Okay.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, you're ready to step up your backyard with a quick and easy upgrade? You can easily do just that with Ladera Wall Block from Pavestone.
Yeah, you know, these blocks can be configured to define or enhance any part of your outdoor living area, whether you're building a fire pit, setting up a seating area, defining garden spaces, or creating decorative columns. These blocks are kind of the perfect solution.
Yeah, you know, for example, with Ladera Wall Block, you can build a stunning fire pit in less than 5 minutes. It's really that simple because the blocks are designed to be stacked in a variety of configurations, which makes them perfect for any DIY enthusiast.
Now, Ladera Wall Blocks offer a natural style that enhances your outdoor living space with a popular natural dry stack look. So there's no hassle, and it gives your project a professional finish with minimal effort. No cuts are needed, and that really simplifies the installation process. And they're also available in 7 different face patterns that allow mask pattern repeats. Plus, they're environmentally friendly, they require little to no maintenance, and these wall blocks are not only beautiful, but also eco-friendly, offering a sustainable solution for all of your outdoor projects.
They're so easy to work with. I just love them. If you're ready to transform your outdoor space with ease, Ladera Wall Block from Pavestone can help elevate your home's exterior and create the backyard of your dreams.
All right, now we've got Phyllis from the Jersey Shore calling in. What can we do for you today?
I am looking to purchase a home. And the problem is I'm looking in a very specific area because I don't want to leave the current school district the children are in. All the homes around here were built in the 60s. So my first question is, what should I look for in that era of home construction that might be a red flag? And also, the way the homes are all built, the bottom floor has radiant floor heat and upstairs is hot water baseboard. And I can't imagine that 50-year-old pipes are not going to go at some point. And I'm wondering, how do I make sure they're okay or... you know, look for signs that they're getting weak.
So you're basically looking for the good, the bad, and the ugly of 1960s construction.
Correct.
And, you know, the story is that it's actually a pretty good time for home construction. You had copper plumbing. You had decent wiring. Sometimes the services were a little small, but, you know, if the homes are mostly natural gas, you really don't need more than about 100 amps to power pretty much everything, including central air conditioning. And you got hardwood floors. Very frequently you had hardwood floors in 1960 houses, and it's interesting because they put the hardwood floors in, and they very promptly cover them with wall-to-wall carpet.
Shag carpeting.
Or shag, yeah. That's right, which actually protects them, you know, very nicely and didn't allow them to wear. So it's a pretty good year for home construction. Now, because it's a, you know, 50-year-old house, you're obviously going to have, you know, how old is the furnace, how old is the water heater, stuff like that to consider. What's the general maintenance been? But in terms of an error of home construction, I think it's a really strong error. Now, if you'd asked me about the 80s, I would tell you, not so much. Those houses were put together pretty fast and not always in the best possible way. But the 60s is a pretty good year for construction.
Oh, good, because I'm moving up. I live in an 80s house now.
Oh, there you go. So you're going to get better. In terms of that radiant heat, that's probably the one weak link that home has. But the thing is, you can't really determine like how far along it is and whether or not it's going to break. It probably will eventually fail. And when that happens, you're going to be faced with a pretty costly repair. You'll have to put in some sort of alternative heat system because it's virtually impossible to repair those pipes in the slab. So the first floor of your house will either be running new baseboard pipes, or you'll be running electric radiant, or you'll be adding an air to water heat exchanger so that you can take hot water from the boiler, run it through a heat exchanger, and blow air over it through your HVAC system, the same one used to cool the house. But I wouldn't obsess about that. I mean, it's probably going to happen eventually, but it may not even happen in the time that you own this next house. So if you like the neighborhood, 1960s is a pretty good era for home construction.
Great. That's great news. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. While there is no doubt that houses can eat up more of our hard-earned cash than most of us wish, but one way to take the edge off of all that spending is to choose home improvement projects that can recoup their costs when you go to sell. We're going to share 5 projects that deliver the best return on your investment next.
You live in a money pit.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
Ready for an unforgettable night of amazing music and good vibes? Then join us for an epic night at Danger Kitty's Billion Dollar Bash 2. It's all going down August 24th at the Axiom Repertory Theater, and this lineup is straight fire. We're talking about the killer sounds of Jeremy Ryan and the California Grown Band and the Pine Dogs Unleashed as openers, with Danger Kitty as the main event. Plus, you'll be feasting on some mouth-watering grub from Lakata's Catering, and the Axiom No Host Bar will be open. The whole shebang is included in your ticket price, and it's powered by Kay Shasta, Soundwave Entertainment, and KCNR Radio. Don't miss out on what is guaranteed to be a legendary night of rock and roll. Grab your tickets, rally your crew, as this promises to be a night to remember. Head on over to our website, DangerKittyMusic.com, or the Axiom Theater website for all the details and tickets. We'll see you there.
We want to invite you to the second annual Justice Crab Feed.
This event will be held at the Reading Civic Auditorium on Saturday, September 28th, and the money raised at the event will go towards combating human trafficking.
Last year, this event sold out. It was great to see Reading come out in full force for this cause.
The meals include crab and tri-tip. There will also be a pool bar available.
If you would like information or to buy tickets, email us at justicecrabfeed@gmail.com.
See you there!
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Standing by for your questions at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
Phil wrote into Team Money Pit asking, can I use hardwood planks in my basement? We have extended gutters and a French drain which empties into 2 different sump pumps, so water is not a problem. Until it is, Phil.
Yeah. If you need two sump pumps, somehow I think there's a lot of water under that floor, yeah. But, I mean, even if you had no water under the floor, the thing is you can't put hardwood right down on top of a concrete floor because it's going to swell, it's going to curl and buckle. It's not going to end well. It'll be a huge waste of money. So what you really ought to think about is engineered hardwood, which is structurally stable because it's made up of layers of hardwood, or you could choose one of the very many vinyl or hybrid floor products that are out there because they're 100% waterproof. They last like heck. I mean, they're so durable. I've used Duravana in two kitchens now, and some of it's been down for years, and I've had another kitchen where I had vinyl down for years. I used it in the laundry room twice, so they look great, and they just don't wear very well. So you have a lot more options than hardwood, but if you try to put that on the concrete, you're going to be very sad.
Like really, really sad. It's just going to warp and twist and not be great, and it's a huge expense to kind of experiment to see what happens.
Well, there's no doubt that houses can eat up more of our hard-earned cash than most of us would wish, but one way to take the edge off all that spending is to choose home improvements that can recoup their cost when it's time to sell. Leslie's got some tips on which improvements will bring the most value in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, like the housing market itself, these things do fluctuate from year to year. But according to Remodeling Online's cost versus value survey, there's a number of projects that deliver really good returns on your investment. Now, the top five projects for ROI are: number five is a bathroom remodel. I mean, that's very good for you as the homeowner because you're getting the space that you want in the bathroom layout and configuration and design that you really are desiring. But the return there is only mid-range, about 67%, because those preferences are very personal. And the chances of the next person, the next buyer, being like, "Ooh, this is exactly what I wanted," are kind of slim. So that's not the best, kind of mid-range there. Number four is a kitchen remodel. These are great because chances are you're just modernizing a space, updating materials, maybe enhancing the appliances, and working on a better layout. So you're going to get a better return at 86%. Now, number three is siding replacement. The next three, the top three, I should say, are all exterior projects. Siding replacement with vinyl siding gives you a return on investment of 95%. I mean, you are really dramatically changing the exterior, the look of the home itself, and that is a big way to recoup your investment. Number two is a new entry door. Same thing. If you can get that curb appeal up, people are going to want that house, and that's huge at 101% ROI. And finally, number one is garage door replacement at 103%, because same thing. You can design a garage door makeover to completely enhance, change, redo the look of your home, and it's not a huge, huge project, and you can really get something out there in a beautiful, durable material that's not going to require a lot of maintenance, and it's really going to make the space look wonderful. I mean, we always think of these outdoor improvements as delivering great ROI, but the survey also showed that a deck offered only a 50% ROI. So while enjoyable, it really doesn't add a lot of value to the house.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, when it comes to the topic of home improvement, there's often more bad advice than sage wisdom. And that bad advice can sometimes spread like wildfire. We're going to tackle some of the most common tales and help you separate fact from home repair fiction on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4444.
4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive, and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. United States men's basketball team claims Olympic gold, paced by the clutch three-point shooting of Stephen Curry.
The four-time NBA champ led the United States to its fifth consecutive gold and the first in the illustrious career of the game's best shooter. While Curry's 24 points led the USA, LeBron James set the early pace and was key in helping the Americans take an 8-point lead into the half. The 39-year-old finished with 14 points, 6 rebounds, and 10 assists while capturing his third gold medal. France's Victor Wembanyama tallied a game-high 26. The 20-year-old budding superstar delivered the host country its second consecutive silver medal after coming up 5 points short of the Americans in the 2021 gold medal game in Tokyo. Gershon Yabusele added 20 points and relentless energy to help keep France within an arm's length of the United States throughout the game. I'm Denny Kapp.
And the U.S. women's basketball team victory over Australia Friday leaves them one win away from a historic Olympic feat. Correspondent Gethin Kulva.
The U.S. was able to take control of the game in the first half, allowing coach Cheryl Reeve the opportunity to play her starters limited minutes. The Americans, who extended their Olympic winning streak to 60 consecutive games, will face France on Sunday. France earned an 82-75 win over Belgium to secure a spot in their first ever gold medal game. The U.S. is trying to become the first team to win 8 consecutive gold medals, breaking the tie with the American men's program that won 7 in a row from 1936 through 68. A win Sunday would give Diana Taurasi a record 6 gold medals. I'm Gethin Kulba.
Also at townhall.com, speaking at a Montana rally, former President Donald Trump says he will prevail in the debate over Vice President Kamala Harris.
Joe Biden was exposed during the debate. Likewise, Kamala will be exposed during the debate. She will be exposed during the debate or debates.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
Well, summer is upon us and the weather is beautiful. Everyone has a favorite outdoor activity. Golf, bike riding, bird watching, long walks. Ask 100 people and you'll get 100 answers. But if everyday aches and pains are keeping you on the sidelines, I have one answer. Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients. It doesn't just mask pain. It helps reduce or even eliminate it. Wherever you're hurting, back, neck, joints or muscles, in 3 weeks or less, you'll start to feel the difference all day, every day. So whatever you like to do, swimming, pickleball, hanging out in the garden, Relief Factor can help you feel good again and let you enjoy all your favorite outdoor activities all summer long. ReliefFactor.com, 1-800-4-RELIEF, 1-800-473-5433. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
In an interview with the Hugh Hewitt Show, former Senator Jim Talent says Richard Nixon was a fighter and would have preferred to fight back against the charges that forced him from office in 1974.
I honestly think, A, he knew what the result was going to be, and B, he also was a patriot. And he knew that, A, he wasn't going to win, and it was going to hurt the country, so he quit.
He says Richard Nixon's effort to hide the truth rather than the Watergate scandal itself eventually forced him from office in 1974.
Well, it certainly was a more innocent time, so we weren't used to stories like this all the time. And, you know, I do think it's true that the cover-up probably hurt him more than the crime.
Friday marked the 50th anniversary of the day since Nixon resigned. Current and former Cash App users could be eligible for a hefty piece of proposed class-action settlement from the popular online payment service. Earlier this year, Cash App Investing and its parent company, Block Incorporated, agreed to pay $15 million to settle a lawsuit. Townhall.com has more. trouble for the United States Coast Guard.
Basic training for cadets at the Coast Guard Academy being overhauled in light of a sexual abuse scandal. That follows a six-year internal investigation finding 102 separate allegations of sexual assault involving cadets from 1990 to 2006. The report determines the Academy often, quote, mishandled those cases. Jason Walker reporting.
U.S. women's soccer team has won its fifth Olympic gold medal by beating Brazil 1-0 in the final at Paris Games. Mallory Swanson's early second-half goal secured the win and closed out an undefeated run to the title in the team's first international campaign under new coach Emma Hayes. The Americans hadn't won Olympic gold since the 2012 London Games, and the result was more heartbreak for Brazil and star Marta. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
They are often misdiagnosed by healthcare providers, and some people are told that their symptoms are all in their head or that they are just due to stress. Nothing could be farther from the truth. Do you often feel dizzy and foggy-headed? Do you reach out for the wall to keep yourself from falling over? Do you experience a constant ringing in your ears? If you answered yes, you might have a problem with your inner ear. But there's hope. Visit liferebalance.org or call 800-837-8428 to learn how you can get better. Again, that's 800-837-8428, sponsored by the Vestibular Disorders Association.
Has your digestive health been dragging out due to poor food choices, medications, stress, and other lifestyle issues? This season, hit a home run for your digestive health with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a live probiotic encapsulated in small, easy-to-swallow capsules that delivers Dr. O'Hara's signature blend of pre, pro, and postbiotics. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning formula contains a prebiotic blend of fruits and vegetables, which are naturally fermented with 13 strains of live probiotic bacteria for a minimum of 3 years. The result? Dr. O'Hara's game-changing postbiotic metabolites, which are key to supporting long-term digestive, immune, and cognitive function. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, an all-star formulation and the best probiotic on the market today for overall digestive health and wellness. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available at fine health retailers nationwide and online.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99. And you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214.
800-413-6214. That's 800-413-6214.
I'm Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. For those of you working in the business of senior care, I have an amazing opportunity for you. If you have ever thought about owning your own business, this is for you. If you're a nursing home administrator, assisted living executive director, sales and marketing representative, director of nursing, or director of social services, this is what we do. We help our clients find the right senior care community. We're not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. We're currently offering special incentives for the first five franchise owners. I call it the Founders Club. Take advantage of this amazing incentive and opportunity. For more information about owning your own senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726 or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Alcohol or drug use can take a toll on veterans' physical and mental health, but recovery is possible. Dr. Joseph Liberto, National Mental Health Director for Substance Use Disorders with VA, has more.
This Mental Health Month, VA wants veterans to know that substance use disorder is treatable and that you're not alone. VA's Mental Health Month campaign, Today I Am, shares real stories from veterans who have taken back control and are living fuller lives.
To learn more, visit maketheconnection.net/MHM.
Whataburger can help you start the day off right with a free 16-ounce iced coffee or 12-ounce hot coffee with the purchase of any breakfast entree. This offer is available now through August 5th between 11 p.m. and 11 a.m. Remember, Whataburger is open to serve you 24/7. Whether you're dining in, driving through, or using curbside pickup or delivery, Whataburger has you covered. Plus, you can satisfy your cravings for both savory and sweet treats this summer. Order any Whataburger meal and step it up with a cool caramel latte shake or malt for $1 more or a delicious brownie for just $2 more. Also, Whataburger is celebrating National Chicken Wing Day on July 29th with a buy one, get one free deal. And while back to school can be a challenge, kick off the school year right when kids eat free every Tuesday in the month of August. Finally, August 8th is National Whataburger Day, and they're offering a free surprise menu item that day. For more information on summer specials, visit stories.whataburger.com.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
In the aftermath of the failed assassination attempt of Donald Trump, we have to ask, how close did America come to an inflection point from which she could never recover?
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Money Pit is presented by RoofMax and EcoFlow. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you with projects around your house. So reach out to us right now with your questions at 1-888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up this hour, if you're a renter and you're not all that happy with your kitchen, you might think there's not a whole lot you can do about it. Well, we're going to share five spruce-ups for your space that can be done without wrecking your security deposit.
And also ahead, you know, filters inside of your heating and cooling systems can help remove dust and also make it a lot easier for you to breathe at home. But there's a lot of choices out there, so which type really does the best job? We're going to help you sort out what it takes to breathe easy.
Plus, if your backyard spaces are ready for a midsummer spruce-up, we're going to share a fast, easy, and mortar-free way to build fire pits, seat walls, lighting columns, and lots more.
But first, are you ready to unleash your creativity and conquer home improvement projects like a pro? Well, we can help you do that. So put your list together. Let us know what you are working on, what you want to tackle, what you've started and kind of maybe walked away from, like that crocheting project I gave up on last year. Whatever it is, you got something you're working on, let us help you get it to the finish line. So give us a call and let us know how we can help.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Joseph in Florida needs some help with a composite deck. What can we do for you?
I have two Trex decks that are one above the other, on, and they're quite large, wrap around the house. And I'm having, they were installed in 2007, and since that time they've developed a kind of a white film. At times it has some black dots on it, and also the color has faded. And my question is, what can I do to restore that color and make it look more like new than the way it does now?
Well, I'm not aware that you can restore the color. The dots that you describe and the staining that you describe sound like it could be an algae. So one thing that you should do is to clean that decking because, unfortunately, composites do tend sometimes to grow algae that it tends to stick to them a bit, like what you're describing. So I would make sure that I clean it.
Mm-hmm. I do. I spray it with this wet and forget that you've recommended, and it does do a good job.
Okay, great.
On that.
That's good to hear.
That's really not the big problem. The problem is the whiteness, like the top of the handrails. The railings are all Trex, and the top, this is high. This is up around 3,000 feet, and the top has turned white, a film, like, on top of it. And I've tried washing it and spraying it, and I didn't use anything harsh on it. I didn't want to, but I just wondered if there was something can't bring that color back up.
Trex says that you can stain it. I mean, they do say that it's okay to use an exterior stain with it. They recommend solid color stains. They recommend specifically solid color stains by either Behr or Sherwin-Williams.
You know, there's a manufacturer, Mesmer is their name, M-E-S-S-M-E-R, Mesmer. And they actually have a composite deck finish that's made specifically for it. It's in, I think, 7 or 8 different colors. And it does restore color, you know, to faded composite. I would give it a good cleaning and, you know, try to get rid of all that algae and mold growth that's on there. And then go ahead and look at this, the Mesmer's composite deck finish.
Okay, Mesmer. I'll look for that and see if I can find it.
All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Now we've got Norma from Delaware on the line who wants to know what size pipes you need to get good pressure in the bathroom. Norma, that sounds like a personal question. What's going on at your money pit?
Okay, I'm going to install a shower panel.
Okay.
And I, in order to get, you know, good, the right pressure,
right?
How big do the pipes need to be?
You said you want to install a shower panel. So is this one of these units where it comes in and then fans out to multiple spray heads?
Yeah, the jets, right.
How's your water pressure right now?
Pretty good. Well, my house is about 8 years old.
Oh, if it's only 8 years old and you have pretty good water pressure, you should be okay with this. I will say, though, that the water pressure coming out of multiple shower heads is not going to be as invigorating as coming out of a single shower head. So it's going to give you good coverage, but it may not be as strong. And I don't think there's much that you can do about that. If you've got normal street pressure, that's how those shower panel units are designed to work. But just be mindful that it's not likely to be as strong when it's going to come out of multiple heads, because you basically just need more water to do that.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I inquired with the builder, and he told me that from the basement to the shower floor, I have 3/4 pipes, and then from the floor to the shower head, half an inch.
And that's typical. That's typical. So, you know, that doesn't change anything.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you so much for your help.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. We are here to lend a hand and help you tackle all of those to-dos with confidence. Coming up, if you're a renter and hate the kitchen, you may think you have no options for updates. We're going to share a few that are quick and easy and will not wreck your security deposit after this.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around.
connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hide ugly concrete surfaces with Die Hard Max Industrial Strength Epoxy Floor Coating Kits. And this summer, get a $99 deal on kits that cover up to 250 square feet of garage, basement, or warehouse space. The kits include vinyl flakes that you add to the impact-resistant tan or gray glossy surface to create a slip-resistant floor. Get the $99 Die Hard Max Kit with free shipping from Lowe's.com or DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture makes this job super easy, whether you're taking on a repair and need to match an existing surface or creating a new look. DAP's spray texture makes it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and those hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol can covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you. Ready to upgrade your backyard in minutes? With Ladera Wall Block from Pavestone, installation is a breeze. Imagine a stunning fire pit assembled in less than 5 minutes. It's that easy.
Perfect for seat walls, lighting columns, and more, Ladera Wall Block is your go-to choice for that customized natural dry stack look without the hassle. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease.
To find a retailer near you, project instructions, design inspiration, and more, visit pavestone.com. That's P-A-V-E-S-T-O-N-E.com.
Metal roofs are very popular these days. They're durable, long-lasting, and beautiful. With a nearly endless number of designs, styles, and colors to choose from, you can easily find a quality metal roof to fit the architectural style of your home. There are even style options that mimic shake, slate, and clay or concrete tile, yet all offer the easy care and performance advantages of metal. Add great curb appeal to your home with a metal roof. Get inspired. Visit the Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wall Block from Pavestone. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on this summer weekend? It's hot out, so maybe you're just kind of working on enjoying the air conditioning or maybe an interior project. Well, whatever you've got going on, whether you're doing that job yourself or you're hiring out a pro, we love sharing our lifetime of knowledge on how you can get that job done right the first time. And you can join us on the Money Pit podcast, where you'll learn all about the how-tos, the how-to-nots, and how to get those projects done in record time without spending a ton of dough. Join us on the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. Now we've got Lorraine from Vermont on the line, who's got some ants invading her money pit. How can we help you today?
I have them out in my flower beds. I have them on my front and back lawn. There's a lot of sand here around my house.
Right.
And I am wondering what I could do to get rid of them.
Are they getting into the house as well?
No, they are not in the house.
All right. Well, that's good news. So, look. There are ways that you can work with this using sort of over-the-counter products, but I would recommend a different direction. The insecticides today have become so sophisticated and so accurate and so able to target specifically the insect that you're dealing with that it's really worthwhile having a professional apply these insecticides. One in particular that actually we just used at my mom's house. Well, not we. I mean, I hired somebody to do this. It's called Termidor, T-E-R-M-I-D-O-R. And I'm very familiar with this insecticide because it's one that is a part of a class called an undetectable. So the way it works is, in the old days, we'd spray insecticides that would repel the ants or kill them on site, and they would sort of know it was there, so it was detectable. Well, these new insecticides are undetectable. So as a result, the ants go through the insecticide, and then they get it on their bodies, and they bring it back to the nest, and then they share it with the other insects in the nest. So just getting some ants to go through it basically takes it back to the nest and wipes out the whole nest. So it's a very effective way to try to control the ant populations around your house. I don't know that I would go so far as to do it in my whole yard unless it was, you know, really bothering me. But generally you do this right around the perimeter of your home to try to minimize them in that area and stop them from potentially going in the house. You haven't seen them yet, but if you've got that many, I can almost guarantee that they're in the house. All right, Lorraine, does that help you out?
That does. I actually tried. Someone had told me to use borax and sugar.
Yeah, that's, you know, one of the home remedies that I mentioned. And borax does work, but it's just not nearly as effective as a product like Termidor. Good luck with the project.
Thank you so much.
Charlie in Tennessee is on the line and looking to do some renovating at his money pit. How can we help you today?
I have a small kitchen that I'm trying to knock out the wall to increase space to make my kitchen and my dining room one big room. My dilemma is the fact that I don't know whether the wall that I'm knocking down is a load-bearing wall or not.
Well, step away from the project and don't knock it down just yet.
Okay, well, first of all, what kind of house do you have, Charlie? Is it a ranch? Is it a colonial? Describe it to us.
It's a wood frame home.
Okay, one story or two?
One story.
And the roof peaks in the middle, goes up from the front, goes up from the back, peaks in the middle?
Kind of, it's L-shaped.
Okay.
And where the wall would be pretty much right where the two meet.
Yeah, so you're in the middle there. You're not quite sure. And the dining room and the kitchen are side by side. Is it aligned front to back on the house, or is it aligned end to end, so to speak?
It would be that wall would be parallel for the front to back.
So it's aligned front to back. Okay. I would say that in most cases, that is a bearing wall. That it doesn't mean you're dead in the water. It just means it's a little more complicated for you to open this up. Because if it's a bearing wall, you have to support the structure while it's disassembled, and then you have to put a new beam in to carry that load in the new open plan design. It's not something that you would do yourself. It's not like, I don't want you to like, hey, I've never done home improvement, but today I'm thinking about tearing down a bearing wall. Bad idea, okay? So you need to know what you're doing, or get some people to help you to know what you're doing, or hire a pro and get a building permit. And basically the way it works is temporary walls are built on either side of the bearing wall, and this holds up the structure that they're supposed to be holding. Then the bearing wall is taken apart. The bearing wall is reconstructed, but now you would use a girder, and it could be a wood girder, it could be a metal girder, it could be a combination wood and metal girder that goes the whole span. It could be a girder that sits below the ceiling, or it could be a girder that's actually flush with the ceiling, so when it's all done, it's invisible. But one way or the other, you'll need this beam to carry the load above that. And then once it's all put it back together, you know, you're really not going to know that it's there. But you just got to do it right so that you don't damage your house in the process, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Charlie. Good luck with that project. Now put the saw down, okay?
No problem. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, if you're a renter and you're not happy with the kitchen in your rental space, you're probably thinking that, you know, you've got no choice and you're just kind of stuck with it. But you're not. We've got a few simple but impactful projects that you can do to refresh that space without busting your budget and without putting your security deposit at risk. First of all, you can install an adhesive backsplash. There are peel-and-stick tiles out there. In fact, I've seen them even on Good Morning America. We've done a segment on all these awesome sort of rubberized, sticky tiles that look like those fun little hexagons, bigger sort of, you know, rectangular shaped tile, subway tile, great colors, washable, easy to install. So there's some options there to do just that. It's going to add some texture and interest, and it takes no time at all. Plus, if you actually wanted to put up real tile, which you can do, you can just kind of install plywood as a temporary backsplash and then tile over that. So there's some ways that you can enhance the backsplash there. And along those same lines of peel and stick, you can use peel-and-stick wallpaper. It has come back in a huge way. I know sometimes I feel like I'm the only one talking about how much I love wallpaper, but I do, and it really can change a space without, say, painting, without doing any sort of major renovation, and the peel-and-stick stuff truly is that. It puts up, you peel it right off, and you walk away, and you've not damaged the walls. And depending on how complicated that pattern is, it doesn't have to be difficult to put up. So that's another option over painting. Now, vinyl floor remnants, that's another great option because you can kind of lay it out over the floor like a rug, but they're more heavy duty. You can even use something called like a location tape, which on one side has a more sticky kind of carpet tape, and on the other side has a lighter kind of paper tape. And you can put that so that the lighter side is on the apartment's floor and the more heavy duty side is on that vinyl piece that you're putting down to kind of really keep it in place without damaging the existing floor. And, you know, at a smaller size, the price for this vinyl remnant is not going to be a ton of money. So there's a lot of stuff. You can also change out hardware. Just make sure you keep the hardware and the old screws and whatnot in a bag and label where it goes so that when it's time to leave, you can just swap it back out. Same with light fixtures. Very easy to do.
Yeah, I love changing out hardware pulls. They're super cheap. It's a nice update, but they make a big impact on your kitchen style.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel-dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
yeah, you know, you got a problem. I'm just the guy to fix it for you. You know, and that's not really good expert independent advice. So go to the engineer first, Rob, and then you can deal with the contractor issue after you have the information.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Thanks so much for joining us on your weekend time. Whatever you are working on, we can help make those projects go along more efficiently and help you cross them off your to-do list. Coming up, filters for your heating and cooling system. They definitely help remove dust, and they also make it easier to breathe. But there's a lot of choices out there, so it's kind of hard to know which one's going to do the best job for your house. We're going to help you choose and explain what's what when the Money Pit returns.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel.
Did you know that your old-school manual toothbrush can leave up to 50% of plaque behind? Which is why we spoke to lifestyle expert Yvette Rios about the Oral-B IO Brilliant Clean high-tech electric toothbrush.
It's got the dentist-inspired round brush head, which helps surround each tooth to remove plaque. And a great, great thing about this toothbrush is it actually has a pressure sensor, because so many of us are actually brushing harder than we should.
Right.
So this brush will let you know when you're brushing too hard. It connects to an app that monitors your brushing habits, and it'll make such a great gift. There are so many people in our lives where we're like, what do we get them? Guaranteed they will love this toothbrush.
And it connects to your device via Bluetooth. Get it? Sorry, dad joke there. Find out more at oralb.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
Our country is experiencing a maternal mental health crisis. Mental health conditions are the most common complication of pregnancy and childbirth, affecting 1 in 5 mothers every year. Hi, I'm Representative Lauren Matsumoto from Hawaii and Women in Government Board Chair. If you or a new mom in your life is not bonding with the baby or showing other symptoms of postpartum depression, time matters. Talk to a healthcare provider about the different treatment options that are available today. For more, visit womeningovernment.org.
The Affordable Connectivity Program ended this past June, but a company is committed to keeping customers connected.
Verizon Forward keeps eligible consumers of low-income households connected by giving them access to fast, reliable speeds of Verizon Home Internet at an affordable price, as low as $20 a month. New or existing qualifying customers can enroll following these three steps. Pick your plan, check your eligibility, and start saving. Some restrictions apply. See if you qualify to save with Verizon Forward at Verizon.com/Verizon Forward.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
The fighting spirit of the Marine Corps is born of battles won. Battles won within, over enemies of fear, enemies of doubt. It's who we are. It's what we do. It's a promise made to you for more than 2 centuries. A promise of the Marines.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726. or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rate you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 802-341-4525. 802-341-4525. 802-341-4525. That's 802-341-4525.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
You guys love your home, but sometimes feel like it's an endless pit into which you throw money for home improvements and fix-ups? Well, we get it. We can help. Reach out to us right now with your questions at moneypit.com/ask or call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Cheryl in Virginia, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I have a cement porch. The house was built 1981, and it has a cement front porch to it. And it along the edges of the porch, it's cracking and crumbling, like, off. And okay. Then in one portion of the porch, it actually has a, you know, water stands there because it's a dip. Mm-hmm. I was just wondering if there's a economical way I could fix that to make this porch last a little bit longer.
Yeah, and there's a couple of things that you could do. You could either resurface the whole porch surface, or you could mix up a recipe of Quikcrete products that could be used to patch those badly chipped or spalled areas. Now, the key here is that you just can't buy a cement mix in the bag, mix it up, and be done. Because when you're trying to adhere new concrete to old concrete, you need to use products that are designed to make that bond possible. So if you go to quikcrete.com, you look at the listings for projects. There are actually one sheets there that give you the step-by-step for repairing badly damaged concrete. There's also a one sheet for resurfacing concrete. And I think one of those two applications and the products they recommend there are going to work. It is a do-it-yourself project, and it's not terribly expensive. The products are very affordable, and the instructions are there, too. But make sure you follow them. It's like mixing a recipe. You can't leave out, you know, one item, or it's just not going to come out right.
Okay. And then, now, as far as along those edges, that we have to probably build up a sidewall.
You could mix it up to a consistency where you could trowel it and reform the edge.
Wow. Okay. Cool. TheQuikCrete.com. Thank you so much.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, we could all agree that you can never have too much fresh air. That is, unless you are an allergy sufferer and that fresh air is loaded up with pollen and dust, then you are a sneezing person. Well, air cleaners and filters are supposed to remove those allergens and make it easier for you to breathe, but there's a lot of competing claims, so it really can be kind of hard to tell what's what and what's better for you.
Yeah, so let's start to talk about filters. They're an important part of your forced hot air system. They protect your heating and cooling equipment. In fact, my friend called me earlier this weekend and asked what might be causing a weird vibration in his AC system. So I told him to check his filter. And when he said, what filter, I was pretty sure we found the problem because it was loaded with dirt and dust and the system was straining to move air through it. But listen, there's four basic types of forced air system filters you should be aware of. The first are the very inexpensive spun filters. I jokingly call these rock stoppers because they don't really stop very much in terms of dust and pollen. Then you have the pleated filters. The filter media is actually folded, and this increases the surface area and makes them much more efficient than the spun filters. And a variation of that are the pleated electrostatic or electronic filters, which combine the pleated media with a static electronic charge, and that improves its effectiveness. So with all of these, you want to check the MERV rating. That stands for minimum efficiency reporting values, and the MERV rating should be 11 to 13 for allergen protection.
Now, let's talk more about those electronic air cleaners, because they seem to really have come a long way in recent years, and they've really been able to catch more and even more microscopic-sized particles. But are they worth the investment? I mean, they can be kind of pricey because they are for the whole home. They get installed into the system, correct?
Yeah, they are definitely the most effective type of a filtration system. And if you are allergy sufferers, then I think you'd find it to be a great price no matter what they charge. But they are more expensive than the other systems that I noted. But I do think they work really, really well. I mean, they will trap virus-sized particles.
Yeah, and they sort of draw them to this collector plate, which you then have to clean, but it does a great job of pulling all of that out of the air. And since we're talking about filters, I mean, you hear a lot about cleaning of the ducts. Is it worth it? Should you do it? So per the EPA, they tell us that duct cleaning has really never been shown to actually prevent health problems, and the EPA does not recommend that air ducts be cleaned routinely, but kind of only as needed. So think about it. If you do a big construction project at home and there's a lot of dust and maybe it gets into the ductwork, then do it. If you've just moved into a house and you kind of want to get a fresh start, do it. But it's not like a, oh, quick, we better clean the ducts. That's the whole reason here. You know, so do it as you need. Pam in Missouri is on the line and has a question about installing a dimmer, a great do-it-yourself project. How can we help you, Pam?
I have a room that has fluorescent lighting in it, and there's two entries into that room. So there's a light switch on each door, so it's a two-way switch. Can I put a sensor on that so that when you walk in and walk out, the lights come on and go off?
Are you asking me if you can you put a sensor on that?
Yes.
Is your concern that you want the lights to come on automatically, or is your concern that you don't want people to leave the lights on when no one's in the room?
Both.
Well, I guess you could use an occupancy sensor switch there, but you would need to set it in vacancy mode, not occupancy mode. See, in occupancy mode, the light comes on when there's motion. So if you had a three-way, what could happen is you walk in the room, the switch closest to you picks up your motion, turns the lights on. You continue halfway through the room till the one on the other side picks it up and turns the lights off. So that wouldn't work too well. A better option might be to just replace one side of it, just one of the switches, with an occupancy sensor, but set it in what's called the vacancy mode. So what that means is you manually turn the light switch on, but if there's no motion in the room, it will automatically go off. So we use these, for example, in the bedrooms upstairs at our house because kids turn lights on. But as we all know, kids don't turn the lights off. So if you set it in the vacancy mode, they can turn the lights on. Then they'll go off depending on the period of monitoring you set. They'll either go off 1, 5, 15, or 30 minutes later.
Oh, okay. All right. That would work. Thank you.
Hope that helps you out. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair or your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, is your backyard space ready for a midsummer spruce-up? We're going to share a fast, easy, and mortar-free way to build fire pits, seawalls, lighting columns, and more when the Money Pit returns.
Live in a Money Pit.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Up to 90% of homes are under-insulated. The good news is that insulation technology has never been better. Now is a great time to learn more about how insulating your home can help increase comfort, save on cooling and heating costs, and how you might qualify for up to $1,200 in tax credits. Owens Corning is a leader in global building and construction materials with products including PINK Next-Gen Fiberglass Insulation, Thermafiber Fire and SoundGuard Plus, and Duration Series Shingles. They'll be visiting local home improvement retailers this summer with their Champion Your Project tour. They'll share with homeowners and pros alike tips on insulation, roofing, and other home improvement ideas that help make a home a better place to be. Learn time-saving tips, talk to Owens Corning experts, and get hands-on demos. They'll also provide product education in storm-impacted communities. Look for the Owens Corning Champion Your Project Tour in your area or visit owenscorning.com/OCUPRO to learn more. That's owenscorning.com/OCUPRO.
Well, if you're looking to re-roof this year, a quality metal roof offers some of the best protection against extreme conditions. Metal roofs can withstand hurricane-force winds and protect against hail, rain, snow, and ice. In the summertime, they save energy, keep you cooler, and help safeguard against wildfire. So if you're looking for maximum performance for your home wherever you live, check out the durability, beauty, and long-lasting worry-free protection of a new metal roof. Visit metalroofing.com for more information.
Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture makes this job super easy. Whether you're taking on a repair and need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray texture makes it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and those hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol can covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
This is...
We want to invite you to the second annual Justice Crab Feed.
This event will be held at the Reading Civic Auditorium on Saturday, September 28th, and the money raised at the event will go towards combating human trafficking.
Last year, this event sold out. It was great to see Reading come out in full force for this cause.
The meals include crab and tri-tip. There will also be a full bar available.
If you would like information or to buy tickets, email us at justicecrabfeed@gmail.com.
See you there.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the building?
all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
All the homes around here were built in the 60s. So my first question is, what should I look for in that era of home construction that might be a red flag? And also, the way the homes are all built, the bottom floor has radiant floor heat, and upstairs is hot water baseboard, and I can't imagine that 50-year-old pipes are not going to go at some point. And I'm wondering, how do I make sure they're okay, or, you know, look for signs that they're getting weak?
So you're basically looking for the good, the bad, and the ugly of 1960s construction.
Correct.
And, you know, the story is that it's actually a pretty good time for home construction. You had copper plumbing, you had decent wiring. Sometimes the services were a little small, but, you know, if the homes are mostly natural gas, you really don't need more than about 100 amps to power pretty much everything, including central air conditioning. And you got hardwood floors. Very frequently you had hardwood floors in 1960 houses, and it's interesting because they put the hardwood floors in, and they very promptly covered them with wall-to-wall carpet.
With shag carpeting.
Or shag, yeah. That's right, which actually protects them, you know, very nicely and didn't allow them to wear. So it's a pretty good year for home construction. Now, because it's a, you know, 50-year-old house, you're obviously going to have, you know, how old is the furnace, how old is the water heater, stuff like that to consider. What's the general maintenance been? But in terms of an error of home construction, I think it's a really strong error. Now, if you'd asked me about the 80s, I would tell you, not so much. Those houses were put together pretty fast and not always in the best possible way. But the 60s is a pretty good year for construction.
Oh, good, because I'm moving up. I live in an 80s house now.
Oh, there you go. So you're going to get better. In terms of that radiant heat, that's probably the one weak link that home has. But the thing is, you can't really determine like how far along it is and whether or not it's going to break. It probably will eventually fail. And when that happens, you're going to be faced with a pretty costly repair. You'll have to put in some sort of alternative heat system because it's virtually impossible to repair those pipes in the slab. So the first floor of your house will either be running new baseboard pipes, or you'll be running electric radiant, or you'll be adding an air to water heat exchanger so that you can take hot water from the boiler, run it through a heat exchanger, and blow air over it through your HVAC system, the same one used to cool the house. But I wouldn't obsess about that. I mean, it's probably going to happen eventually, but it may not even happen in the time that you own this next house. So if you like the neighborhood, the 1960s is a pretty good era for home construction.
Great. That's great news. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. While there is no doubt that houses can eat up more of our hard-earned cash than most of us wish, but one way to take the edge off of all that spending is to choose home improvement projects that can recoup their cost when you go to sell. We're going to share 5 projects that deliver the best return on your investment next.
Live in a Money Pit.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are 3 things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number 1, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number 2, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number 3, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Can people really not afford McDonald's? The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. McDonald's says they're missing revenue as they have to lower their prices even more. Why? The consumers are pulling back. If things are so good, why are credit card delinquencies hitting a 12-year high? Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and...
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.